Hello, everybody. Guess who it is? It's Bill Bauman. Yeah, I know you didn't know. It's okay. It's all right. I'm used to it. Hey, this is Thursday, and it's the second Thursday of the month, and it happens to be August, and I have the privilege of welcoming you big, big, big time to our monthly teleconference, our monthly love fest, our monthly sacred download, just our monthly celebration of all sorts of things, but especially, at least for me, my celebration of you. So this is a really sacred time. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome to all of us, however many of us are here. Just feel yourself at home. There's a song. There's a song there from, what was that play? We're family. Make yourself at home anyway. And feel loved, feel embraced, feel held by each and every one of us, by me. But if I may say it, please feel held in the embrace of the divine, of the infinite, of all of creation and beyond. It's a very, very special time. I want to, just by way of a couple little announcements, I want to once again thank Donna, my precious, beautiful life mate, for, and those of you on the web are looking at this, for the beautiful, beautiful photographs that she has put up on the web. And for those of you on the phone, I'm sorry, you just have to imagine them. That's all. That's all there is to it. But your imagining them will be just precious as well, I am sure. So I have one other announcement, and that is that probably within the next day or maybe 2 days, you, yes, if you're on my mailing list, should be getting an email from me which has an announcement about all the offerings I'm doing, all the programs I'm offering you for 2015. And we've been putting all those together, and Deborah has been just working nonstop to get it all wrapped up on the and put together on the website. And so you should be getting an email where I summarize it, where I have an attachment about it, and then that will lead you to the website if you want lots more information. So I just want to say about that I am so honored. I am just so privileged to be able to serve you in whatever ways I do. I always try to pick out programs, offerings, events, ways of being there that cover a large range, because some people really want to spend personal time with me. Other people like the small group intensives. Other people are oriented toward retreats and all of that. And so just in the inspiration, there's all of those, and so there's something for everybody there. So feel free to look through those, and if you feel like joining me in any of them for 2015, I would be honored. And so last announcement, did you see that super moon on Sunday? Was that just ever adorable and delicious? And I didn't see it, but there was also the Perseid meteor shower, which I understand was just exquisite. We had these funny things called clouds between us and that, so I missed it. But anyway, I am ready for, and I hope you are, for all of us to say hi. One of the things, if you're just joining us for the first time, one of the things that's really, really special that we started doing, I think, probably a year plus ago when we started doing these teleconferences, is just taking 5 seconds and just having each of us say hello, 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 hello. And that's our way of embracing each other, that just holding each other in love and oneness for this precious hour. So I am going to click a magic button. And those of you who are on the web, of course, we can't hear you, but feel free to join right in and say hi. Those of you who are here on your phone or holding the phone next to your ear, if you're not, in fact, standing on your phone, then I thought it was funny, too. And those who are joining later just on the phone, just please feel free to say hi. And all I got to do is find the button, which I think is right there. Hello, everybody. Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Hi, beauties.
Hi, beauties. Wowzers. That was amazing. They say in the Mormon area where Donna and I used to live for a while, oh, my heck, that was marvelous. So with all of that, I just truly want to welcome you. As you know, what I do is just a little bit before this time, I just sit down and I open myself to what our collective soul, what the soul of all of us just seems to want to have me put some words to, with the words, of course, being very much background music for how our deepest truth, deepest wisdom, deepest self, deepest heart just wants to create this hour for each one of us. And so I had this really interesting topic just come up. It's actually a topic that Rick Pathman, and I know, Ricky, you have got to be out there because you're everywhere I go. Anyway, Rick Pathman suggested to me, I bet it was, 10 years ago. And he said, wouldn't it be cool to write a book about or to do a workshop on or, and now I'm going to translate, do a teleconference call about, he didn't say that. I think the topic was something like, what comes after your path? And I thought it was cute that Rick Pathman would talk about path. So what comes after your path? And I think what Rick meant about that, because we had a few conversations about it after, over the years, I think what he meant about that, or maybe I should not blame Rick, though I like blaming Rick, he's really fun to blame. Maybe I should just say what I feel like I mean about that is each of us is on a path. We're on a spiritual path. We're on a personal path, a psychological path. We're on a path of growth, a path of expansion, a path of healing, a path of enlightenment, self-realization. Pick a word. We're on some path, and with every path, there's a mindset with it. There's a set of assumptions about it, if you will, and we tend to, without thinking about it, just kind of join in with those sets of assumptions, and those assumptions both propel us forward and move us and support us on the one hand, and they limit us on the other hand. So oftentimes, and this I know is what Rick meant, we get to a point in our path where even if we've made tremendous progress for a while, we hit some kind of glass ceiling, or the momentum slows, or somehow it doesn't seem to speak to us in whatever way, but we don't catch up in our mind to it so much, to what's happening. Sometimes it's important to be beyond the path. And even if we stay on that path, to be in and on the path on the one hand, and maybe beyond it on the other hand. So for me, if I just look at me over the years, I feel like I've had an interesting calling. I feel like I've become more of a specialist, not on paths, if you will, but on what's beyond those paths. And trust me, I have tons of people, some of you perhaps being some of those, who come to me who are on a path that's maybe tried and true, on a path that's got hundreds of years of, or perhaps millennia of success among so many people. I talk to a number of people who are on Eastern spiritual paths where it's about enlightenment, etc. And with each path, of course, comes certain practices, certain focuses. But again, I want to emphasize certain mindsets. Just recently, I talked to somebody, for example, who came from a TM, Transcendental Meditation, background, and had been meditating for decades, and had a wonderful spurt up front and does well. But he even used the word glass ceiling. As he said, just these last many years, I don't know what it is, but just I still enjoy it. It's there, but it doesn't seem to be producing the results that I expected, the results I was taught about, et cetera. And so he basically consulted me, sort of, the specialist in whatever's beyond the path or whatever's outside the box of any path. And he said, he used an interesting word. He said, I'm looking for your evaluation of my landscape. He said, I'm presenting to you the landscape of my life in this area and that area, and I'd like your view, your vision, your perspective, your feedback about these landscapes. Am I where it's important for me to be? And so if I pull that back to the word path, he was on this beautiful path. I have enormous respect for that path. And yet it wasn't, I'm going to say, feeding him. It wasn't nurturing him, either like it was or like theoretically it could have. So I simply stepped outside of the path, outside of the box, if you will, stepped above the forest. And I looked at him from outside of that path, not through the eyes of the path and all of its assumptions and all of its mindsets and beliefs, but I looked at him just through the eyes of the pure truth of him. And so I just started talking as though this is your created nature. This is how you're put together. This is what you're about. This is the facet of you that's the most important thing for you. This is what you're truly called to. And about 80% of that absolutely fit right into what his path was. And then I started talking about how his nature, his natural self, would move him to fulfill himself in this way and that way. And whoops, that wasn't necessarily so much a part of that path. And so we looked at how he could, A, stay loyal to the path so that it would serve him in all the appropriate ways, and then, B, step beyond the path so that what his soul was really, actually, for him, screaming at him about, was screaming, saying, look outside the box. Look at it from this way, that way. And, of course, because he was so enmeshed in the path, he couldn't quite get out of it enough until we came and talked to somebody who could see beyond it. So a lot of those who find me, maybe, again, you among them, are not served by that tried and true path so much anymore, maybe in some way. So please be clear, I am really not trashing anybody's path. Again, a path has enormous value for lots of people. The question is, does it have the value for you that's there? So I'm guessing that, let me take a wild guess, that half of us here don't have a defined path. We're not a part of a specific tradition, perhaps, a specific methodology, a tangible approach that's a part of a group or an organization or whatever. So if I'm right about that, we may still have a path. It may be a path that we just kind of fell upon. Maybe a path that 10 years ago, 5 years ago, something deep in your soul said, hey, try it this way. Hey, tune into yourself that way. Something deep in your heart, your all-knowing core, maybe said, hey, how about let's do it this way? And you did. And I'm assuming that really worked for a while. And, of course, the question is, does the path, even if informal, even if non-structured, does it and its mindsets fit you? Now, you may be saying, Bill, you may be saying, yes, Bill, why do you keep referring to these assumptions, these mindsets with a path? A path is a path. But my sense is, and this is my answer, Bill's answer, my answer is something like this, that because for most of us, the only reason a path would not continue to serve us, perhaps, is because we've outgrown its assumptions. We've just outgrown the assumptions that support the path. I know for me, as I've had this interesting life, I've told a number of you this story. Way back, I studied to be a Catholic priest, and somehow in those 4 years of theological study, what I did is I outgrew the assumptions, the theological assumptions, and of course the legal assumptions of that church. And so by the time I was ready to be a priest, I had to have this debate with myself, this conversation with myself about, wait a minute, you're going to be ordained a priest and you don't really believe anything that this church teaches? really, Bill, let's get serious. But hey, did that stop me? No. So that's one example of where that system served me really well. Then I went into the psychological system and stayed in that for a lot of years. And up front, it was a profoundly meaningful, very powerful system for me. It helped me achieve enormous healing, and I got to learn the depths of humanness and how to navigate those depths and how to help enormous healing, change, evolution, etc., happen with people. And I loved it. And then step by step, I outgrew it. The basic assumptions about it started being too small for where I happened to be. And I'm just going on and on, and then I'll just use one more. So then I moved into the spiritual realm. And one of the things I did spiritually right up front was I somehow got into being a new age type, actually a new thought minister, if you will. And that was wonderful. Oh my gosh, I had a wonderful time in that, and it was enlarging and expanding and growth oriented. And then bit by bit, the same thing. It's like, whoops, the assumptions in it, I outgrew. And I think maybe that's why, if I go back to talking about myself, yes, that's all I do, is what's one of the reasons why I've gotten to be this specialist in whatever's beyond the paths, because I've walked through so many paths, and let's face it, you have too. We all have. We've all walked through an enormous number of paths. So let's just say, for example, if there are 100 of us here, I bet if we add up all the paths we've walked through, we are way in the tens of thousands of paths. So that's a lot of paths. But notice in each one of them, and I'm guessing what I'm about to say is accurate, that for every one of us, it worked for a while, it was appropriate for a while, but then we moved beyond. So I feel like when I sat down an hour or an hour and a half ago, and I just opened up to our soul, and I just basically said, just fill me with whatever our focus is tonight. And Rick's suggestion of 10 years ago came up. And it came up not just as a memory, it came up as, now's the time. In fact, the reason Rick and I had talks about this is he kept asking me, well, when are you going to do that thing? So, good, the next time I talk to him now, I'll get to tell him. Sock it to him, that's what I'll do. But the reason I think it came up is, for each one of us, no matter where we are on our path, whether it's a formal path or an informal path, a structured path or a totally loosey-goosey path, there's a technical term for you, loosey-goosey, whatever it may be, is that my guess is that we're somewhere on that path where it's really meaningful and not so meaningful, where it's really growth-stimulating, where it's really expanding and evolving and it's awakening for us, and where it's not so much. And so I'm going to go far out on a limb and invite you to go out with me as far as you want to go, but always have the option of stopping at any point. So just because I'm inviting you a particular place does not mean you need to go there. Always listen and go where your inner self wants you to go. But here's my invitation. This is a bit of a radical one. Let's all, just for now, just for this hour, let's all let go of our path. Let go of our path. Remember that old saying, what is it now? If you love somebody, let them go. And if the love is true, they'll come back to you, or something like that. Well, I feel like some version of that is true here. If I just let go of my path, and maybe more important, if I let go of its assumptions, if I let go of its mindset, if I let go of the sort of guiding principles that are on that path, in that path, the basic belief systems in that path, if I just let go of those, even if I'm attached to them, even if I something in me says, no, wait a minute, these are really important, or these are real truth, even then, and again, just go as far with this as you want, but just let it go with the sense that, you know, if something's really true for you, you can't kick it out. I mean, you can try kicking it out, and it might get kicked once, and then it'll play dodgeball as you try to kick it out again. But if it's tried and true, if it's really yours, if it's really an expression of who you are, and it's got value, it will jump right back in, and it'll be right there to serve you with great, great, great devotion. So let's give it a try to whatever degree you feel like it. Let's take whatever is your path, whatever is your practice, whatever is your belief, whatever is the, I'm going to use a terrible term here, whatever is the sacred cow, if you will, of your whole approach to yourself and your growth, and just let it go. Just let it go, if you will. And while you're doing that, I just want to say this. I think that for so many of us, we reach out for a path, an approach, a solution, a pathway, or we aim for one of those that are really much too small for who we are, or too narrow, or too stereotypically human, or those kinds of words. They do it. I notice it with people who, a number of people who come to see me individually, where it's like I look at them and I see this being who is, just to use some words, who is divine and who is exquisite and who has all these enormous resources within her or him. And this person is looking at her or himself and basically sensing themselves much smaller than that. Yes, they know that theoretically. Yes, I'm divine. Yes, I am a God self. Yes, I have all these resources. Yes, yes, yes. But somehow in the inner feeling of it, they feel small. And so what they reach out for is small. It's sort of like asking for, reaching out for the next little step when they could be reaching out for, a really, really, really quantum leap, if you will. So in a sense, and I'm oversimplifying this, but one of my roles oftentimes is to just say to somebody, this is at least what I'm seeing about who you are. And this is what lives in you, not just as a resource, not just as a reservoir, not just as a reserve, not just as something in your reserve tank, but this is what lives in you as a vital, intimate, alive facet of who you are. And this is a power, this is a strength, this is a sometimes a tool, this is a you that just by being you, just by now I'm changing my words, by being willing to let go of the assumptions that we have about ourselves, possibly let go of that path, and just opening up to the bigness of, the exceptionalness of who we are, then just by the very fact of doing that, that bigness, that exceptionalness, that grandness of who we are just reaches out for whatever it is that is the next step for us, because when we're that big, then our steps can be that big, if you will. So I'll just ask a couple questions. Maybe they're silly little questions. I don't know. But where are you? Where are you in your life? What themes happen to come up these days, if you will? What are the unanswered questions? And what are the phenomena, the issues, the unresolved whatevers, the unanswered whatevers? Well, what is it about questions like your purpose and meaning in life? What is it about your style of service or your style of being present to the world that maybe a while back had some strong answers to it and now maybe it's a little fuzzy? What is it in you that seems to be calling your attention? And then look at, I'll use the word your path. Look at whatever assumptions you have about yourself. Assumptions that I'm guessing may be a little smaller, a little narrower than is what you really deserve, what you really are. And then notice how, in response to those questions or focuses that come up, how you navigate that, what you call for within yourself, call forth from within yourself, that allows you to call up the resources that those questions need. Again, to always bring it back to myself, with some apologies, by the way, I find a lot of times, just as a role, I wind up reminding whoever I'm talking with, it looks like you're doing it this way, which is probably about one half or one fourth the empowered approach that could happen if you did it in a way that's in accord with your real nature. So whether we say that we borrow a narrower sense of self because we consider ourselves to be, quote, just a human being, unquote, or whether we just honestly forget, it's like, even our path calls us to the bigness of who we are, but we just forget and we get wrapped up in the daily whatever of life, and we forget who we are, if you will, whatever it is. So while you're with those questions, and while you're with the bigger question of who am I really? Who am I? And implied in the question, notice how just even my tone started changing as soon as I did the who am I. It's like, oh, I started stepping into who you are, and then I started stepping into the grandness, to the divinity, to the power, to the exquisiteness, to the flavor of who you are. And I started, my tone took this form simply because, this truth of you has got oomph, it's got charge, it's got all the resources you need. So while I'm talking, and I'm gonna talk about a few things, but while I'm talking, just be with, gee, who am I? And what are these resources? Whether these are resources within myself or resources out in infinity or resources here or there or somewhere else, what are they? So I'm just going to talk about a few things that may be there beyond your path. If I go back to not just the person I started talking about earlier, but probably maybe half the people I talked to just in the last couple weeks. They have only reached out for what would really do the trick for what they're looking for about halfway. And that halfway was mostly influenced by their path and all the assumptions of the path. So the first power beyond the path, I want to just say a few words about, I'm not going to talk much about each of these, is grace, the power of grace. For many of us, part of our path is still wrapped up in an assumption that I need to prove myself. I can't have dessert until I eat my meal. I can't get enlightened until I complete my karma. I can't get free until I do my work. I can't enjoy my life until I heal my issues. And so we're still proving ourselves worthy in some sense. Now, that may not be directly as a part of the path that you're on or I'm on, but it's probably built in there somewhere. But beyond proving ourselves, beyond that, there's grace. Grace doesn't care whether you're worthy or not. Grace really has no use for the whole theme of your proving yourself. In fact, grace doesn't even know that language. Grace never went to that school. Grace is just pure, infinite, divine love that so loves you, so embraces you, so holds you, is so in drastic love with you, hopelessly in love with you, that grace wants to do anything. So if you whether out of desperation or out of total belief or out of total disbelief, would just reach up to grace beyond wherever your path is and just invite grace 100% in, whether you feel deserving of it or not. If what's the old saying, I believe, help my disbelief, something like that. Just reach to grace, whether that's grace out there in infinity or whether that's grace within your heart, within your soul, within your depths, within your humanness, or whether that's grace wherever, however. Just go for the gusto, go for the gold, and that's grace, and just invite it all. And sure, subconsciously, almost always, there's a knee-jerk reaction that says, ooh, Bill, really? Ooh, you have the nerve to do that? Just the other day, somebody said, ooh, that sounds pretty, what was it? Not selfish, that wasn't the word, pretty, like, entitlement-oriented. Ooh, talking about herself as we were talking about going for it, and she said, there's something deep in me that just subconsciously holds me back from that, feeling like no, yes, theoretically I know I deserve that, or if I don't, I can reach out to grace anyway, but something deep in me still believes I have to prove it. So grace, so just as one of those resources that doesn't need a path and doesn't need a structure and doesn't need a practice and doesn't need an anything, grace is right there. So let me just pick on another one. So that's grace. Another something that lives within you is, and I'm going to use this word, power. Power, and we all know power is a word that many spiritually oriented people are kind of allergic to. But it's an enormously, enormously precious, wonderful, important, dramatically rich word. There's a power within us. Let's say we've got, I'm just picking up an example, we've got a disease or an illness that won't go away, and we're calling on ourselves to be at peace with it. We're calling on ourselves to embrace the whatever is the truth in it, even if we don't know the truth in it, and we're getting nowhere. There's a power within your body, a power within your heart, within your soul, within your humanness. There's an infinite power that is in the space all around you as well as in you and through you. And that power, just like grace is this enormous forgiver, lover, gift giver, there's a power that can do anything. And I know we've all got that theory, but it's there. It's there. Just notice it now, if you will. And notice what that power, as it's, I'll say, looking up at you, is about. As it's looking at you with very interesting eyes, what are those eyes saying, in effect? I think they may be saying something like, you are all powerful, and I've just been waiting for you to notice it. Come on, let's get together. Let's partner. Let's be everything we are. You need inner peace. Let's create inner peace. Let's reach into our depths, our heights, our breadths, and let's just call for inner peace now. And notice the power that's there because you dared to move beyond that path and just, I'll say trust, but you don't even have to trust it. Just trust, wow, there's a power here, and if I call it because it's already me, then I'm connected to it. And even if it takes you, me, a few times, several times, to get that sense of connection, there's no need to stop. It's just like with grace. It's like we deserve it or we don't deserve it. It doesn't matter. It's our God-given creative right to be powerful in relation to us. So that's there. I'm just going to talk about a third resource that lives within you. It's one that, especially in spiritual circles, doesn't get noticed much. I'm going to call it the power of the earth. The power of the earth, the resource of the earth. We are the divine, and equally we are the earth. And the divine has presence in us in what we tend to call our soul. The earth has presence in us in what we call our body. This body of yours is, as I experience it, your personalized earth. It has all the same ingredients, all the elements, earth, air, fire, water. It has the very same life force. It takes the nurturance of the earth itself, all the way from the earth, Mother Nature energy, to all of its fruits and its vegetables and all the ways it nurtures us. And it behaves like an earth that feeds itself and gives itself life and is here as your earth. And so you have this resource of earth with every fire, every water, every air, every... What did I miss? Every earth. Yes, there it is. Every earth, and all the power therein at your loving service. Can you experience that right now, perhaps? And that earth, just like the external earth produces fruits, vegetables to feed you, produces animals for those of you who eat animal meat, produces animals to be at your service, produces energy, the energy of trees and plants and flowers in order to fill your space and, again, nurture you. So your body does the same thing in less tangible ways, but in ways where it just brings the full gifts of this earth to you. Can you feel that? Let me talk about one more. One more, and I'm going to call it the resource of yourself. Maybe it's a capital S for self. This whole, big, holistically rich self that you are. This human beingness of you. And let me say it this way, that wow. Wow, the divine put itself into human form. And that human form is you, the holistic body, mind, emotion, spirit being that you are. And that's the divine with your name on it. This self has everything in it, all of creation, all of the universe, all of the multiverse, all of the bigger dimensions of life. It's all right here. And just because we're feeling, in a sense, so small that we don't tend to notice those on a daily basis, doesn't mean they're not there. They're a resource. They're a reservoir. They're a reserve within you. But more than that, they're you. They're you, they're you, they're you. And so, when in need, maybe take a look at that self. And maybe either instead of or in addition to whatever issues, problems, etc. you're looking at in that self, just let the self take you to where its power is. Where its power is. I recently just did that almost as an exercise with someone. I said, there's somewhere in you where power resides. Where is that? Well, of course, the person had no clue. That's understandable. But I said, well, let's just take a little journey. And so we just started going deeper. I think my image was we took the elevator down or took the bus on a little trip through the person's self. The person got to his heart and said, oh, my God, there it is. But it's way down in a little corner of my heart. So it's a little corner like I never even saw it before. I always went to my heart for love and I never noticed the power. And so I said, well, let's stay there for a while. Let's go to that corner and just hang out. We're not going to make anything happen. And so the person just hung out, and the power grew, and the power grew, and the power grew, and the power took over his heart. And the power had a voice after a while. At first, it just wanted to be noticed and felt and seen. But it had a voice, and it basically said, I've been here your whole life. And I want, it's my time. I want to be your power. I don't just want to be hanging out in the background. And in terms of who you are meant to be for the future, you need me. You need me now. And so that person actually developed a bond with that power. It wasn't just he witnessed or perceived or saw the power. He bonded with that power. And then we started a whole other process where he just became the power. And I'm assuming that becoming the power is continuing and continuing and continuing until the power just becomes totally ingrained and totally natural. So I've talked about, I think, four resources that are within you. Grace, power itself, earth, and self. And notice the thread in each of those. The thread is a thread of power. And you know me, I usually talk about love more than power. I talk about light more than power. I talk about grace more than power. But really, if I look at love, it's got a juice. It's got a power. If I look at light, the same thing. Light is so powerful, it created the whole universe. Big Bang. Just created everything. Each of us is a light being. Light created us. Light is enormously powerful. So the thread in all of it is, there's such a powerful you. And so notice I'm shifting now from there's a power within you as a resource to you are that power. What's that like to be that power? So to work my way to some kind of conclusion, we started out by my offering the suggestion that we just let go of our path, let go of our assumptions, let go of our beliefs, let go of whatever it is that has been serving us to whatever degree. Again, with the understanding that whatever is the deepest, purest, most real truth for us instantly comes back, if in fact it ever leaves. It may just step aside so that you can look at it through a fresh set of lenses. So we started out with that. And while you were letting go and while you were just opening to whatever was within you, I was providing the background music, the verbal commentary about aspects of you that are very, very, very powerful. Grace, power, earth, self. And just as we aim toward a conclusion, I wonder if our time together, this precious, precious month, isn't a time when our beautiful, beautiful personal nature just is reaching out to us and saying, notice anew, give a fresh look to who you are, and in your own way, in your own precious, perfect way, just find the you that's beyond the path. Because the path is just here to serve us. It's just a vehicle. It's just a servant, actually. It's for some reason, many of you have heard me say this over the years. I one of the things I remember from the Christian scriptures is that Jesus had the nerve to heal on the Sabbath, and the leaders at the time of the Jewish path, if you will, said, "How dare you? You can't do that. That's not allowed." And Jesus just said, "Was the Sabbath made for us, or were we made for the Sabbath? Is a path made for us, or are we made to serve the path?" I usually find that those for whom the path isn't serving them well are those who have gotten so loyal to the path that they've neglected looking inside themselves for the real answers. And they've continue trying to find the answers in the path when maybe they've just outgrown looking there. So maybe our purpose in this sacred hour is to just be in this self that is sacred in a way that's not, at least in this moment, supported by a path, by a mindset, by a set of beliefs, by a set of practices, but it is just supported by everything that is naturally this amazing, precious, gorgeous self. So if I may, in closing, say, one of the joys of my life is I get to spend time with you, like now, like in this hour. And I get to experience you as this delicious being, this dynamic, alive, gorgeous presence, this really perfect creation, this creation that if it were my birthday, I would rip open the wrapping around the box, I would pull off the lid of the box, and I would look at you, and I would say, wow, the best gift in the world, look how perfect this creation is. And I'd be looking right at you. And if I, the voice of whatever is beyond your path, maybe the voice of the true you, had something to say to you in closing, it would be, oh please, notice. Notice how wondrous you are and how regardless of any path, and inside and outside of whatever path you've got, formal or informal, you are the cat's meow. You are the delicious dessert. And together, let's enjoy that dessert like never before. Thank you so very, very much. I would like, hold on, take a breath, Bill. I would like to invite anybody who, either on the web or on the phone, wants to share anything. And for the first thing I'm going to do is, this is so cute, I get into this and then I have to shift from my right brain to my left brain. There it is. And I'm going to go, first of all, to the web and then read what's there. But for those of you on the phone, I want to say this. You can tell I'm still trying to get into my left brain here. If you would like to say something, to share anything, again, my request is that you not, like, ask me a question simply because that's not the nature of this particular hour. Lots of other times are. But if you want to share anything, whether personal or not, then if you're on the phone, I'm looking at what you need to do. All you need to do is press star 2, and then that gives me a little clue. It raises a hand by your phone number. And then I'll just mention whatever the area code is and call on you. And then if you're on the web, there's a cute little box there that you just write in whatever you want to write in and push the send button, and it will come to me. So I've got a couple things from the web. Let's see what they say. This is, like, too adorable. This is, I won't mention the person's name only be just out of some respect. At least you get some respect from me. This is cute. Hi, from the website, too. Love the new pink-toned frame around you. That must be what Donna did. I can't see Donna's photos from here. Hugs to you and Donna, and that is so cute. And then the next one says, ooh, sacred cow, love that. So that's just a couple of those. So that's our, like, really deep one. So I'm going to ask somebody on the phone who is from area code 415 to say hi to us. Hi.
Hello, Bill. Oh. It's Jill.
Oh,
hope you're doing.
Jill. Hello.
Hello. And, oh, my gosh, like, you know, what you do, just reach right into my brain as usual and,
yeah,
and my heart.
With no respect for your boundaries. I so apologize, Jill. It was awful.
Yes, it was. It's quite profound, of course, because as usual, we're always right on track, soul to soul. And I don't know if it's just me, but frankly, I actually am hearing this from a lot of people. Who am I now? What's really calling me? I'm really looking at everything, feeling in a way nothing, and yet that's the beauty of it. And really letting life raise a vibration for me in a different way, call me. I feel called very highly from a different service place now, and have had a very strong identity for many years, like many of us. And at one level, I hate to say this, but I just don't care anymore. I mean, about the identity.
Yes, I get it. That sounds like beyond the path. It's beyond the identity.
And I really thank you for echoing, in a way, confirming that this is exactly the time to be doing that. And I know that, you know, there's never any accident with your themes and what people are going through. And I just thank you for the blessing of the permission of really looking beyond the past and going beyond who we think we are.
Wow, wow. Jill, that was exquisitely expressed. Thank you that you just languaged that. And I feel like, in fact, I'll say one of the things I wanted to say ahead of time is that I feel like in whatever sharing we have, that's each of us kind of loving and giving a gift to the rest of us. And I think you just did that beautifully. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. And then we've got somebody who's area code 406, and I'm going to unmute you, and hi there. Now, while I'm waiting for that person, actually, that person's hand has been up since the beginning, and I wasn't sure whether just by accident the person maybe happened to press star 2, but if you, who are in area code 406, want to say something, feel free. This would be your time. And I will just assume that that was just a kind of an accidental one, if you will. I've got an area code 760. Now, I know area code 760. That happens to be the San Diego area. Let me unmute you. That would help. 1, 2, 3. Hi.
Well, this is your karma speaking.
No, 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 tell me, it's not. This is that terrible Rick that I referred to.
Yes, I was shocked beyond the past.
You thought I was beyond the past, that's very good. You thought I would never get to, you thought I forgot all about it, didn't you?
Well, no, what's even funnier, Bill, is that I forgot all about it.
Delightful, Rick.
Really, really. And it's funny because I've been thinking about it almost to the point of wanting to write to you because you talked about this in a newsletter a couple of months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
And just that because you know, when people ask me how I'm doing, my standard answer now is I'm no longer capable of making an accurate assessment.
Oh, that's adorable.
And
that was amazing. Yes.
Yeah, and it just feels like, I'm shocked that I actually came to any conclusion listening to you, but oh my God, I might have to trust life.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, yeah, because like the other person said, nothing's adding up anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can look at I can look at my life and go, you know, what's the sum total, and I'm going, oh, my God, it doesn't look like there is a sum total. Or the sum total, according to all my ideas about myself and my life and my path, have added up to either zero or far, far less than I ever wished, hoped, or expected
mm-hmm.
to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I hear it.
Yeah. So.
Wow. Well, thank you, Rick. Thank you for that beautiful sharing. And thanks for coming online. I knew you were out there somewhere. I just knew it. Thank you, my beautiful brother.
You invoked me. You realized.
Yeah, exactly. Good. Thank you so much.
Thank
and on behalf of all of us, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. And let me just check the web again. Oops, nope, that's the wrong one. There we go. I learned. What I do is I go to the web and then I push the refresh button. Okay. All right. This is from somebody from South Florida. This is great. I think all the different paths we walk in life, like career paths, as you mentioned, including stepping on and off of them, are all part of the path we came into this body to walk in this lifetime. The story about Jesus and the Sabbath struck a chord with me. Thank you for that. Beautiful slides as well on the web. Well, that is very sweet. Just as a commentary on the slides, I think every time I come in on those beautiful slides and thank Donna, I have this picture of 40 people on the phone hanging up their phone and going over to the web, but I don't know whether that's happening or not. It doesn't seem to be. Anyway, but thank you. I love your commentary about the different paths we walk are all part of the path we came into this body to walk. That was a beautiful statement. Thank you so much. And I'm going to come back to, whoops, oh, there is one more. Note to Donna. Are these radiant, divine, feminine creations new? They emanate a beautiful feeling and are exquisite. Donna, you want to field that?
Thank you. Some of them are new and some are old that I haven't ever shown anyone that I sold years ago. So thank you very much.
Oh, well, cool. Very nice. And we've got one more on the web. My goodness. Wishing you, Bill, jumping, joyful, luminous, awesome, auspicious, exponentially powerful, light, and amazing grace, filled with pure divine love, almost your happy birthday blessings, and many more, all your friends. Wow. And that's all in capitals, too, by the way. Whew, man, that's like more than I can even digest. Ooh, thank you. Okay, and I think we have time maybe for one more. This is area code 406. And I just need to unmute you, like now. Hi.
Hi, Bill. This is Joanna, and I have.
Oh my goodness, Joanna! Hello.
I've known you from the past.
Yes.
Startled me when you said somebody did star two from 406, but because I am in 406. But
yes, but it was not
so
you.
I know. It might not have been me. But I was startled because I didn't answer, and I think, was that a miracle? But I just wanted to say, because I thought, I have nothing to say because everything you said just rings so true to my heart and my soul, and it's been such a sort of a theme for me without being a path. And
mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, it's the only answer I always have for everything is from deep inside of myself.
Yes.
But sometimes I get distracted by some of the things that are around me. And that's it. But, boy, I appreciate your words so much.
Oh, how sweet. Joanna, thank you. And how wonderful to connect with you again. And thanks so much for that sharing. It was beautiful.
Well, you have an amazing memory just even remember. It's again.
Oh, you're welcome. And while I'm hanging up that phone, I'll say I really don't have an amazing memory. I just have a lot of help from the resource of all memory or something like that. So good. Okay, so that looks like that's every one of us. And I thank you. I thank those of you who spoke, who wrote in. And I want to just, as we close, I want to really welcome those who, and there are quite a few, who call in later, who just can't make it live for this, and just want you to know that, at least in my heart, and I'll speak for all of us, I and we are just, even though you're not here live, that doesn't make any difference. I'm holding you here as though you are live so that the same benefit happens, if you will, whenever you come on. It's as though you are right with us right now. So with that, I just again remind you, I've got this adorable little email that will grace your inbox in a day or two about next year. Our next teleconference, which I will look so forward to, is a month from now. Actually, it's Thursday, would you believe, September the 11th. That September 11th has gotten to be a ingrained in everybody's mind. So I am going to remind myself now how to push the next button so we can say goodbye and just wish each other. Try that again. Wish each other a beautiful month. I love you all, and we are live. Thank you, everybody. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye, Donna.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, have a wonderful month. I love you. Donna loves you. Mona loves you. Deborah loves you. Everybody loves you because you're so lovable. Bye-bye.